out of line.
And let's give credit where credit is due. The first person to come out and publicly say it was wrong and it demeans women was a Democrat congressman from New York.
Oh.
Congressman, congresswoman. So, you know,
nice.
The Democrat women, too, said this is just not appropriate.
You know what? I very rarely take anything as a gender. I'm not one of those women that if you pick on another woman, then it's all gender.
Right.
That would be disrespectful if they'd have said, you lying bastard.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, to any man. That's just totally off the wall. If it's not Saturday Night Live, it's not acceptable. Saturday Night Live is okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that was interesting. Okay. I was reading why African Americans aren't embracing Occupy Wall Street. And I'm wondering, why are they even saying that? Why would they be embracing? Okay. Well, I'm thinking that. But then I find out that the numbers, of course, because of the unemployment within the African American, I don't even believe I said that. The Black American population.
Okay.
That's the reason they're thinking that they should be on the bandwagon is because of the unemployment.
Well, Black people
for
I know
black
don't
Americans.
Like pooping on the sidewalk, so maybe that's it.
Oh, stop it.
They have too much class to be pooping on the sidewalk.
You know who's pooping over there.
Who?
It's the homeless people. They're the ones pooping. They finally got permission to poop wherever they are, okay. So they're pooping.
They cleared Occupy Wall Street protesters out of one of these parks, and I can't remember how many tons of human waste they had to clean up. It was disgusting.
I just don't get it.
I don't get that at all.
What have we become?
What have we become?
Odd. If you had a restaurant in the area, you wouldn't want them coming in and using
exactly.
your bathroom all day long. So where are they going to go?
No, they don't let them. I know. Where are they going to go? Go to
the same.
I don't know. You can't get into a gas station either. Wake Sean up over there. We got a phone call.
Why doesn't this happen with the tea parties?
I don't know.
Because we're classier. Did I say that on air?
Tea
you know, it doesn't have anything
grief.
To do with a tea party or a booger party. It could be a booger party. It's disgusting, and it has to do with people and their morals. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or you're Republican.
Why
That's
didn't it happen
disgusting.
With the tea parties, though, when they did their...
They brought their own porta potties.
Oh, is that what they did?
Yeah. They got money.
Well, they didn't camp out with...
Wrong number.
Drat.
Fine. So anyway, I was looking at that. I thought that was kind of put me off. Why African Americans aren't embracing Occupy Wall Street? Why should they be?
Whether they be
because
Democrats or Republicans,
first
does
of
it
all,
matter?
African Americans might be doing it because they're from Africa. The Black Americans are from America. Get that. Scratch that. Had it with that. African American.
I don't know why you're taking that so seriously.
Well, I'm getting sick of it. I'm getting sick of it. They're not from Africa.
That's what Herman Cain says. See, you are basically a Herman Cain
supporter.
I
am not from
supporter.
England. I've got English in me. I'm not an English American. I'm an American.
There you go.
That's
there you
ridiculous.
Go.
I'm just so
tired of it.
I'm sick of that like I'm sick of Congress. It's been a long, 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 long journey with Congress. The minority of Americans that are approving of the job Congress is doing is minuscule.
Right.
Nobody is. I mean, Fidel Castro has a bigger percent of approval in Cuba than the Congress over here. That's the truth.
Oh,
people
sad.
Over here do not trust. What's the problem, you say? The ranks of Congress haters would seem to be growing, but how do lawmakers themselves explain the low esteem they're held in? Senator John Kerry put it, it's not enough for people to say Washington is broken. It's just not enough.
What
does that mean?
Yeah,
it's not enough. What do you want them to do?
That's how politicians talk, though,
I mean, they're pooping on the halls of New York. What are they going to, you know, what else is there to do? Tell me.
That's how a politician talks. It just drives me crazy. It sounds like they're saying something.
Platitudes.
Their mouth is moving and sound is coming out. And then you look at it afterwards. What does that mean? It didn't really say anything, did he?
Historically, Congress has resolved its differences and gotten things done through compromise. It's not happening anymore. Republican Representative Jack Kingston of Georgia says compromise is not what everyone wants. He says, every time I'm in the streets of my district, one person will grab me and say, don't you think it's about time you compromised? The next person will say, I'm sick and tired of you compromising. What's wrong with you? Can't you stand on principle? So what is it then?
You want to hear what I think about it as a conservative?
I'm not sure.
I think every compromise seems to go bring us even further down the road to socialism. There is no compromise in my direction. For 50 years I've watched the country become more and more socialistic because we keep compromising.
So what do you think the compromise is? Is the compromise where we're spending money and what programs we're spending it on?
Isn't that what the super committee
is
doing?
Is that what it's about?
Yeah.
It's about government, shut up.
Get out of our way.
Get out of our way. Guard our constitution, guard our borders.
And don't run my life.
And don't run my life. Go. And keep your money for your stinking programs.
Right.
Is that it?
Yeah. Defend the country. Do stuff like that.
Do stuff like that.
Don't try to put everybody on unemployment for the rest of their lives. Come on, that is not American.
Well, they actually already did that with welfare. Hmm. I mean, it's not unemployment, but welfare has been helping people survive for how many years?
What
JP?
Started out as a safety net, right?
Exactly.
And then it became a way of life, which is sad.
I know, it's very sad. I mean, it's not a woman that gets pregnant that doesn't have a job that doesn't go on Medicare.
Right.
I mean, yeah, welfare. So I don't know. I mean, what do we still got the welfare program and we're going to get rid of unemployment. Well, what are we going to, they're just going to go on welfare, because when you can't get unemployment, you're going to be lining up down at the welfare office.
Yep.
Can I get some aid?
And the federal government just does not understand the problem.
Well, and the federal government's probably going to be down there passing out checks. Yeah, here.
So do you know what we do with the federal government? They reward states to put more people on food stamps. So instead of giving them a bunch of money and say, that's it, that's what you got, do what you're going to do with it. No, we reward a state that, hey, we signed up 1 million more people on food stamps. No. Well, here's a bonus from the federal government for doing that.
What is the proper role of government?
What are we going to do about this?
It's not to feed and clothe people. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be.
No, it
because
shouldn't.
Our neighbors, we should be taking care of our, oh gosh, people go, yeah, Pollyanna J, that sounds
right. That's true though.
No, I agree. The safety net.
It is the truth.
Of course.
The safety net should be our friends and family.
Local.
Yes, local.
And we will take care of people who need help
and
locally.
We will.
We don't need the freaking federal government putting billions and billions of dollars into the problem.
I agree.
Because they just make it worse.
I'm getting a clear vision of what's really going on. But I don't think it's a Democrat-Republican problem.
Right.
I think we've made it a Democrat-Republican-liberal. It's ridiculous. We need to get it done. And why can't the Democrats? Why do the Democrats want so many different programs?
And why do they keep wanting spending more money on it?
Why?
Everybody thinks that super committee was arguing about cutting the budget. Not one single proposal was about cutting the budget. It was just whether we were going to reduce the rate of the increase in spending.
Or if we were going to charge more taxes, too, so that they can get more
out
of
us. Well, you saw they got nowhere, right?
Well, Congress is up a creek without a paddle. It's the worst it's ever been. Ever going to be. And also, speaking of Congress, a local congressman who has held office in Michigan for 34 years is accused of sexually abusing a family member.
Oh, I saw that.
50 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's burn him.
Kind of makes you wonder, right?
During a 6-month-long investigation, the TV station talked exclusively to Patrick Kildee, second cousin of U.S. Representative Dale Kildee, who insists that the abuse took place on multiple occasions more than 50 years ago. I mean, we are airing out every bit of laundry right now in life. Are you noticing that?
Yeah.
I mean, if you got anything in your closet, you don't want to be a politician. It's pretty crazy.
How did they wait 50 years to say anything?
50 years. Well, because now it's the trend.
Yeah, where we
it's
used to keep things quiet.
Now. Yeah, Penn State has just set off a firewall.
No kidding.
Of
all of a sudden, there did seem to be a rash of this. The Hollywood guy, the basketball coach, and now this.
Speaking of basketball, did the NBA come to a resolve?
That's what I saw in a headline, but there's no real detailed story about it. They just say it looks like they made a deal last night.
Interesting.
I like basketball, so I'm glad, but...
Yeah, how can you watch basketball on TV? You can't watch. I mean, there's too many guys on the court. There's too many guys, and it's always running around, and you can't see what the other guys on the court are doing. And I mean, it's like baseball. You know, you hit it, out. You don't even, you know, you see the guy catch it out. Same thing in basketball. You can't see the whole
game. Here's how it works. You watch on television what you did when you were younger. So if you played basketball, then you can watch a basketball game and be excited about it.
I played basketball.
I didn't play baseball. I hated baseball, so I can't stand to watch it. Football, basketball, I love.
You are something else. what else do you hate?
That's the way it is with all guys. My generation didn't play much soccer, so we don't watch it.
Gator ball. It's the new thing.
What is that?
Gator ball. I'll tell you about it. Stick around. When we come back, we do have Rebecca here. Rebecca's going to join us. Davison from Total Wine. We'll be right back.
...1270 The Buzz.
You see it everywhere in town where car buyers are, in over 900 locations. It's Deals and Wheels, the publication and website that can sell your vehicle fast and has the one you want now. Don't trade your current vehicle. Sell it on Deals and Wheels photo ads and save thousands. Your ad will be seen from the Oregon border to Bishop, California, from Elko to Sacramento, and online. Deals and Wheels is the largest vehicle publication there is. It only costs $20 for a two-week listing in 50,000 copies of Deals and Wheels. Available for free everywhere. Can you believe that? And you'll be surprised at the response you'll get on that car, truck, boat, airplane, RV, motorcycle, or anything else you have for sale. Deals and Wheels, it's their business to help you sell it. And business is good. Call 1-800-255-4925. Go online to dealsandwheels.com or pick up a copy of the latest Deals and Wheels at your favorite mini market or restaurant. Deals and Wheels photo ads, the best way to buy and sell. I'm gonna wait
till the midnight hour. Set the alarm for Macy's After Thanksgiving Sale. Doors open at 7 a.m. for Saturday specials. Charter Club cashmere sweaters for her, $39.99 and $59.99. Great sweaters for him, $21.99. Rampage boots for her, $19.99. Regular priced coffee, tea, and espresso makers, 40% off. Macy's Saturday specials, 7 a.m. till 1 p.m. I'm gonna wait. Store hours vary, savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 20% off all artificial Christmas trees. Choose from unlit, pre-lit, even decorated trees in a variety of sizes. They all easily pass for the real thing. Of course, the only thing freshly cut about these trees are the prices. So point your sleigh to the Home Depot, where we've trimmed every artificial Christmas tree by 20%. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you for joining us today on Broadview. JP, my co-host, is here, and we're very happy to have Rebecca Davison from Total Wine. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Jay.
You're just in time for our Better Living portion of the show, and it is brought to you by Reno Sparks Local Business. It's a co-op supporting local economic recovery. Choose local first. Live local, renosparks.com. And they are at 1301 Cordon online. There's a national directory, and it's absolutely free. And they also have now members of the Green Business Chamber of Commerce. So thank you very much. Reno Sparks Local Business, co-op, better living with Total Wine. Oh, Rebecca. I'll tell you what, we were talking just a few minutes ago when we were talking to you, that the first time anybody ever walks to the store and they see it, they go, oh, whoa. And you said they say, I don't have time for this right now. 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers. Are we boozers here in Reno or what? What? Tell me. Yes. I can see it in her face. We are total boozers here. Are you from Reno, Rebecca?
I am. Originally from Michigan, but I've been in Reno since 1980.
What part of Michigan?
Yeah, where
Detroit,
in Michigan?
Detroit, east side.
Detroit? Yeah. Grand Rapids?
I don't really
Grand
consider
Rapids?
Detroit Michigan.
Oh.
I know, that's Motown heaven. That's what that is. So have you been out here in Reno, though, for a while, or did
I've
you come out with Total
since,
Wine?
I've been here since 1980.
Okay.
So I'm almost a native.
When did Total Wine first come to town?
We opened in April.
So it is new.
It is
very
new, yes.
But the word is on the street, let me tell you. How'd you get hooked up with them?
Well, I've been in the wine industry for a few years. I spent many years in the casino industry, and once my children were raised, I decided to devote my passion to wine and develop a new career.
Your winoism.
That's right, that's right. And so I became certified through the Society of Wine Educators, and when I found out about the opportunity to go work for Total Wine, I was very, very excited.
But you all over it, huh?
That's right. That's right.
How many different wines 8,000 different wines in one store?
8,000 different wines, yes. Absolutely.
And where do you go? You go all over the world? Do you buy wines? Because I notice you have them from everywhere in the world, Australia. Name some of the wines, the countries.
Oh, every wine.
Are those
producing?
Bothering you, those head
no,
things?
No, they're fine.
You can
fine.
Take them off. Okay.
Every wine producing country in the world, we represent.
Is that every country?
You know, more and more. Yeah. A lot of countries you never would have thought would be producing wine are kind of jumping on the bandwagon. Wine consumption worldwide is
up.
Quite explosive. And you know, as of this year, the Americans are the number one wine consuming country in the world.
Used to be Italy, hey?
Used to be, and we overtook Italy in the spring of this year.
We like to be number one, don't
we? That's right.
Yeah, we got to be number one. Wow, that's just amazing. But how does a store with so much alcohol support itself? I mean, are there really people enough to buy all that? I mean, it's a huge store.
It is a huge store, and we definitely offer something for everyone. We have wines that are $1.97, and we have wines.
There you go.
Where? I think I saw
Pacific
that.
Peak, $1.97. We also have wines that retail for over $2,000 a bottle.
That you Whoa. Keep that in the back?
We keep that, and actually, it's in the front of our store. We call it the Bordeaux lockbox, even though it is not just Bordeaux. And it's one of our real focal points of our store, and it's definitely a tourist stop. And it's really something that a lot of people will come in, and even though they're not shopping out of that box, they love to take a look at it and see what we have.
What is the most expensive wine you've tasted?
That I have personally tasted?
Mm-hmm.
I have tasted Chateau Mouton.
How much is that a glass?
A glass.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know. You know,
you can't afford the bottle, right?
I can't afford the bottle.
Probably.
Sure.
I tasted it as a bottle, not as a glass. And as a bottle, depending on the vintage, it's going to retail right now from anywhere from probably $500 up to, $1,000, $1,500. That's a first growth.
So at four glasses per bottle.
That's a first what?
First growth. Oh. Bordeaux, first growth.
That's like $25 a glass.
Oh, more than that.
Usually. Oh, more than that. No, because there's four glasses in a bottle. Is that pretty accurate?
Four to five.
Five?
Four to five.
I never get five out of my bottle. Well, the box I'll get five out of. But
you're not supposed to pour it into a mug.
It's a bowl of wine. So tell us a little bit about the tastings that you have so that people could come down to Total Wine and try some of those extraordinarily wonderful wines.
Absolutely. Every weekend we have complimentary tastings, and we have a wine bar that's pretty centrally located in the middle of the store. Fridays from noon to 6, Saturdays from noon to 6, and Sundays from noon to 4, we have complimentary tastings of approximately about 6 different wines. We change that weekly. We also have complimentary tastings of a lot of our spirits. And we will mix, topical cocktails, depending on the season or the event.
Really?
We do occasional beer tastings. And then, of course, we have the classes.
That would be cool, the beer tasting. The beer tasting. I love that. With 2,500 different beers, and I've been in there, I see they even had Schlitz. Can you believe it? I saw Schlitz.
Mm-hmm.
Strohs? Who drinks
You should
Schlitz
know Strohs anymore. If you're from
That's
Detroit.
That's right.
You also have a meeting room there, don't you?
Where we do.
Tell us about that.
Well, we have in the back of the store, we do classes. I do the wine classes. Anthony Kingsland, who's one of our assistant managers, does the beer classes.
Okay, wait, let's stop right there first. What is a wine class? What is a wine class? I mean, teaching...
How to fall over after you're done.
I've already been to that class. Teaching what? How wine is put together, how it's